In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. First of all, I want to greet all of you in the feast of the entrance of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ into Jerusalem. And I want to say that our hearts truly ache with great emotion and great pain because we are separated, and this is a very, very difficult thing. The Greek word for church is ekklesia, and what it means is the congregation, the gathering of the people. And for the whole essence of our church and of our worship is through the gathering of the people. And it is in being together and gathered together in the name of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. So then the power of God comes upon us and gives us renewal and renewal of life and renewal of heart and mind and renewal of unity in our Lord. And so it is. Materially, we are deprived of this profound reality. And yet spiritually, we must believe with all our hearts and all our souls and all our mind that we are together. We are together in the Holy Spirit. And may God bless each and every one of you. And may He quickly gather us together in the flesh so that we can celebrate as we are meant to celebrate. Today we remember the entrance of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ into Jerusalem. And as we know, yesterday we remembered the death and resurrection of Lazarus. And we recalled also that our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ came to Lazarus, who was his friend, and assisted with sisters Martha and Mary. And all of those who loved Lazarus were in tears and weeping in their hearts for the loss of their friend and their brother. And so it is, our Lord came to the tomb, and Lazarus had been dead 4 days. And it's very clear in the gospel text that our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ waited actually 2 days before he came. And he waited for a purpose. And the purpose was to make known the power of the resurrection and how the power of the resurrection overcomes corruption in the flesh. And so when he came to Lazarus, he was 4 days dead, and he was lying in the tomb, and he already began to stink, as it were, as it says in the gospel. And so it is, he stood before the tomb, and he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth!" And he, with his words, and the power that these words released, Lazarus was raised up, and remarkably, he came out of the tomb bound in the winding sheets that they had put around him for burial. And so he came out not of his own power, walking on his own 2 feet, but he came out by the power of Christ and the power of the resurrection that Christ had manifested through his holy words and by his own breath. And so it is, they unwrapped Lazarus, and there he stood before them in fullness and in health. And this event precedes, as it were, the entrance into Jerusalem because it is the confirmation and the revelation of the power of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ to raise us from the dead. And whether it's the death of our own sins and it's a living death that that is hidden within our own souls, or whether we have already died in the faith, so it is that our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ can raise us and does raise us and transforms us and makes us anew and gives us new life. And so today we celebrate the entrance into Jerusalem. And it's an amazing thing that our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, right after the raising of Lazarus, went to Jerusalem, and there, entering Jerusalem on the foal of an ass, and people greeting him, Hosanna in the highest, greeting him as the King of Israel. And so it is, the people did not understand what was going to happen. They saw the power of our Lord and all of his miracles and all of his preaching and the transformation of people's lives that happened through his ministry. And they believed that he was coming to be the King of Israel. And they received him with great joy and with the palms, as it were, and chanting and crying out to him with love and glorifying him. And yet we also know that the end result was that he was, the Jews rose up against him, and they then put him to trial, and then put him to death. And so it is, our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ entered Jerusalem gloriously. But in the eyes of the flesh, it was to his death. But to the eyes of faith and the knowledge that we have through the power of the resurrection that lives within us in each and every Holy Communion that we have and in each and every day that we say our prayers, by the power that lives within us, we know that our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, that though his entry was in the flesh, appeared to be triumphant but led to death, we know that in the Spirit it was truly triumphant because it led to life eternal. And may we, brothers and sisters in Christ our God, enter this holy week, this week of the passion of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, and his burial and his rising again. May we enter it with joy and there's a kind of joy which is a mixture of sadness and joy. And may we enter into this feast in this sadness, experiencing his own sufferings through the divine services on the one hand, and beholding his sufferings with our own eyes and the words of the divine services, but yet knowing full well that he will rise again, that he will not only rise for himself, but he will rise for everyone who believes in him truly and faithfully. So let us, as it were, enter this holy and great week with anticipation. And with all our hearts and with all our sorrow, may we give up our sinful thoughts and give up all of the things that dwell within us and lay them at the foot of the cross, so that his holy blood will fall down and pour down upon our hearts and our past and give us new life. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen.